Blog Talk Radio.
Plan. Do you feel like success happens overnight truly? Let's grow and learn together as we evaluate the importance of having a growth plan and understanding that success is a process. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path and guiding each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your journey so that you may be more fulfilled with tools in your toolbox to achieve your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions. I feel the vibrations on this Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes or so into our programming around today's subject. And then we will open our lines up for your audience of patients, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments. This always lends to an interactive environment that we really love. It adds to another layer of richness. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series and we have a specific focus that I'm excited to share with you. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, in our Shape Up series, we're looking at success is a process and today truly matters. Success is a process and today truly matters. Are you ready to dive right on into the deep? Because I'm excited, and of course, I simply love Mondays. And so we're going to jump right on in just a quick moment. Success is a process, and today truly matters. You know, many people, because they feel it's just too hard, and, you know, they're not really willing to make the investment in what's required to achieve success. You know, what's so interesting, I really feel that we want the reward without paying the price. How many of us say, yeah, give me the reward? But we don't want to pay the price. You know, there is no such thing whatsoever as an overnight success. Our success, individual success, it's built brick by brick, step by step, brick by brick, step by step. There is no overnight success. There is no overnight sensation that happens. You know, I often think of my journey, and it's interesting because for those that are connecting with me in this now season, for them, you know, they haven't been a part of the process. They don't know the journey. And I thought it was so important as I set up where we're going in today's broadcast to give you not a fullness of my story, but to give you some true touch point so you can really begin to see as we unpack the subject today on this journey, success being a process, that success is a process and today truly matters. And we're going somewhere with that whole thought process of today matters. But you know, interestingly enough, my journey and the capacity in which you know me today, and I say you know me today because you're listening in to Motivational Mondays, and so you are experiencing the speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach, right? But pre-making the connection with who I am today, I have an extensive background in real estate and property management, and it was in 1998, actually, when God began to unveil and unlock the code of his purpose on my life. And so as that was being revealed to me, and I want you to hear what I just said again. That was in 1998 when I got the awakening, when the code of my purpose was starting to unlock. And I was getting to that place of seeing, aha, I can see what it is. And so then I started to pursue it. And so I've been on my journey at different levels since 1998 and this awakening. It didn't happen overnight. It's still happening, and I'm still in process. And the reason why I share that is, for example, Motivational Mondays has been on the air over 6 years. There are some of you that are just now catching the wave and tuning in, but it didn't start just today. In and of itself, it's been a process. My whole journey and the different layers and facets have been a process. You know, interestingly enough, we're in truly a microwavable society. Everyone, absolutely everyone, and I must admit, I am guilty to some degree as well. We want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know, I'm on a health and wellness journey, and I must admit, I want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. But I recognize that everything is a process, and we have to allow ourselves to journey through the process. And, you know, I love being able to give you tools that support you with, you know, helping you and giving you a roadmap to support you on your journey to success in various areas. And as a certified John Maxwell coach, speaker, teacher, trainer, I have readily available to me various resources, tools, and support. And I love being able to kind of give you a bird's eye view of different empowerment tools that can support you on your journey in my capacity. And as it so turns out, in my next private mastermind roundtable, on the very subject of Today Matters by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, we're going to dive into 12 daily practices that equip you for tomorrow's success. It's really today that truly counts and matters, and it's what you do today that determines your success tomorrow. And so today I'm going to give you an overview, a little sample taste, as I often do when I'm moving towards a mastermind on a specific subject. And I want to give you a taste of what will truly be a great journey to kick off and launch and start the new year. And I want you to get a sense of what's going to be covered in my private mastermind of Today Matters. And I want you to know that for those of you that want to act now and want to take advantage of moving into and kind of setting things up for your year, that this is a great opportunity, because those of you that would act in this week specifically, I have a special gift of empowerment of 50% off. Yes, I said it, 50% off. We're kind of playing off of, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Mondays, all of that. So I'm going to do it for this week. So those that will act now, you'll get this special empowerment reward for you to get into position to take advantage of the private mastermind on Today Matters. But I want you to understand that this is so important. How does today impact tomorrow's success? And you may be sitting there thinking to yourself, well, Coach Adams, I really do need to get a greater understanding of this because I'm feeling frustrated. Things have not unfolded the way that I desired for them to. Things have not come together as quickly as I would have liked. Things are not really progressing at the rate that I desire. And I want you to know that I totally get it. I understand. You know, my story, as I shared, started in 1998 on my journey of purpose at different levels, and I'm still in process. I'm not where I used to be. I'm not where I want to be and where I'm going to be, but I'm in process, and I can see the progression of the gap that I have that is closing with each step consistently that I take. And that consistency is so important. And why does today really matter? Well, one, we must understand that oftentimes on our journey, we have a tendency to over-exaggerate yesterday. You know, we look at yesterday and we think, wow, yesterday was awesome. It was amazing. There was nothing like the good old days. Nothing like the good old days. Wow, it was amazing, man. But then there are those that say, oh, my gosh, that, oh, wow, this past, oh, it was horrible. It was this, it was that, it was that, that, that. The bottom line that I want you to understand, the significance of why today matters, is that for many of us, we over-exaggerate yesterday. Now, yesterday has already happened. We cannot change yesterday. Then the other thing that many of us do is we overestimate tomorrow. We put off what we can do today for tomorrow. We get into the habit of procrastinating and saying, oh, I'll take care of it tomorrow. I hear the little song by Annie, tomorrow, tomorrow. I don't want to sing it because that's not my area of anointing and gifting. I don't want to break your ears today. But you know the song, tomorrow, tomorrow, I'll love you tomorrow. So we truly are overestimating tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. We put off what we can do today for tomorrow. We're constantly adding things to tomorrow. Well, this is the thing. The reality is that tomorrow is not promised. And we've seen that at a greater rate, more than I think that we have seen in the past, with the fact that we've been processing through a pandemic and we've had all of the life lost in this time and this season of processing through this health crisis and the pandemic known as teen and the coronavirus. And so many have overestimated tomorrow. I don't say that to bring about doom and gloom, but it is so important that we understand that we overestimate yesterday. We over-exaggerate yesterday. We overestimate tomorrow, and here's the thing. We underestimate today. We underestimate the power that we have in today. So we don't properly plan. We don't have a growth plan. We don't strategize. We don't do can and what we need to do in appreciating today, this day that we have. And that's why this journey is so important, because many of us are guilty. I know before I grew, and I'm still in process. I'm still growing. But when I grew in the greater significance and understanding of today, and I recognize that the secret of our success is determined by our daily agenda. If you picked up your daily agenda, what would you find? Do you find that you are efficient in planning your time? You say, I want to be a great success, Coach Adams. But again, as we stated, most people are not willing to pay the price. They want the reward of it. You see those individuals that you cling to, and you want the success that they have, but you're not willing to do what it took them to get there. You just want the reward of it. You're not willing to pay the price. And so the success of our secret to our success is hidden in our agenda. It's on your agenda. Do you have those things on your agenda that help to move you closer to closing the gap of where you are to where you desire to grow? I'm continuing to grow and work on these very areas that I'm going to share with you today, every day, because I'm building the daily practices, the habits in these various areas. And the various areas are just kind of a framework, a roadmap to build from. And if you focus in these areas, I assure you, you will, in fact, move and have greater success because of knowing the areas in which you need to focus in on and what you should have on your daily agenda. Well, you know, successful people, more than others, they make right decisions in this moment of time. They make right decisions early on, and they continue the habit, the practice, based on those decisions, whatever that may be. You know, it's so interesting because one of the areas in which I battle the lack of discipline, and that is daily routine of working out at some level, having movement, I fall on and off the wagon. I'm in process. And this health and wellness is so key. As a matter of fact, in our next episode, we're going to have, and we're launching this in December, that we're having Wellness Monday. So every first Monday in the month, and we launch in December, and this is going to be the flow throughout 2021, because health and wellness, as we know, we're seeing that now, and we've seen it this whole year, is so important and so significant. And this is an area that many of us fall short. And what we do in the area of our health and wellness, it shows up in various ways. If we take care of it or not, it shows up. And so the key is of understanding that we have to give focus in those right areas and prioritize accordingly. So I'm growing in this area of prioritizing that health is a priority. I'm growing in my health and wellness journey. And I'll tell you more about that as well, and we'll have more information that leads you into where we're going on next week. But health and wellness is definitely one of our daily practices. And so as I was saying, that successful people, they make right decisions early on. And regardless of where you are, you always have the opportunity to make a right decision that's going to serve you on your journey in various areas. So don't feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm too old. It's too late. Nah, nah, nah. No, don't you go there. Don't you dare go there. Because preparation today gives you confidence and success for tomorrow. So the key is, okay, I know that I need to make a shift. And we all need to make shifts. None of us are on a perfect journey. But I want you to know that you want to be in that position of preparing, not repairing. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, what are you talking about? Preparing is that you are focused on today. You're focused on today. You recognize the importance and the significance of today and this moment and this opportunity that you have. If you have breath in your body, guess what? That says that there is still purpose for your life because you are still here. The question is, what are you going to do with this precious gift of life and the time that you have been given? And so preparing lets us focus. You are focused on today. But see, if you're of that repairing, remember we're talking about, as we're evaluating today matters, and we're understanding that preparation today gives us the confidence that we need for success tomorrow. Because the more I prepare today, the more I'm operating in the right quadrants as it relates to the time management matrix and the four quadrants based on the four quadrants by Stephen Covey and the seven habits of highly effective people. And so I want you to know that if you're focused in the right area, 87% of our time should be spent in preparing, in preparation. But many of us, we spend the majority of our time in repairing when we should be in preparing. You see, when I'm in that zone of repairing, it makes you focus on yesterday. Remember I said we really, you know, pump up, we exaggerate yesterday. And so we get stuck in the past. We get stuck in what has already happened that we cannot change. Think about this. And this is not rocket science. You cannot drive a car and not expect to not crash looking back. But many of us are constantly looking back. We're looking back at all this and all that. And again, remember, we exaggerate yesterday. Some of us, we're stuck in the time warp of the good old days, or we're stuck in the hurt and the disappointment of the past, whatever it may be. Either way, you're exaggerating. You're making it so much more than it is, and that is not where your focus should be. Your focus should not be on the past. You know, I, for many of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am a believer. And when I think about what God's word says in the roadmap for my life based on his word, God is a now God. And so if I'm focused on the past, I'm not in the now with God. And so we have to stay focused in this now moment. And so when I'm preparing, it lets your focus be on today because you're doing what you can do in this very moment versus reflecting back on yesterday, which is already gone, and you can't change it. You see, this mindset of pairing increases our efficiency. It allows us to be more efficient because we're planning out our day. We have a strategy. We have a roadmap. We've outlined a blueprint. We're not just going through life haphazardly, without a focus. We are very strategic and intentional about what will our day look like. Now, this is the thing. Understanding that things are going to come up and happen that we could not have planned for. That's life. But when you properly plan, those things that come up that you didn't anticipate, that should only be 10% of your time, they don't get the best of you. Why? Because you've already been in that mode of preparation. You've already been doing what you needed to do from moment to prepare and to plan. You know, it's just like, for example, you have a report due at work. And that report is due on Monday. But you found out 2 weeks before the report was due that it was due on Monday, November the 30th. So you knew in advance, 2 weeks before, that you had a report due on Monday, November the 30th. But this is the thing. You knew you had it to do, but you didn't do anything on it. You did not operate in the right time management quadrant, the 87% of what we're talking about, and that's preparing. So what happens is now it's what? November the 30th, my report is due at work. And you get up feverishly, now having to put on your firefighter hat, and what you could have properly planned for It's now a fire that you're having to put out because now you have to do this presentation. Your job is on the line. It's at stake. You didn't properly plan in advance. And so now you're in this whole stress and this fury of, oh, my God, I got to get this stuff in. Because you didn't properly plan. And that is the thing that I want us to understand, that when we properly plan, then we are more efficient. It increases our efficiency. But when I'm repairing, guess what? I'm now consumed by time because I didn't properly plan. In the illustration, like what I gave you, I'm having to put on my firefighter's hat. Now I'm like, I'm trying to fight this fire because now if I don't get this report in, I may lose my job because I did not properly plan my time. So I was in that mode of repairing. And many of us, we're in that mode constantly in life that we are constantly repairing because we did not prepare. You see, when you are in that mindset of preparing, it increases your confidence. You know, I remember on a Monday, I was speaking to a client that was going into one of my masterminds, and she said, oh, my gosh, it's Monday. And I was fine because I had already prepared for Monday. And I strategically, you know, set this time aside because I'm marketing and so on and so forth. But as it related to what I needed to talk about and all of that, she and I spoke probably, and I'm like, okay, no, I'm good. Because I didn't have to put the firefighter hat on. I had properly utilized my time. And so now I'm confident going into it. I can have this conversation with this individual. I can engage with them and not feel like, oh, my God. I think you get the point, right? You get it. You're feeling the energy and the vibrancy of it. And so this preparation today, as I mentioned earlier, it gives you the confidence and the success that you need and desire for tomorrow because you are operating in the right zone at any given time, and that is the zone of preparing. That is the zone of planning, preparation. You're getting things done. You're not allowing procrastination to get the best of you. Because when you're not prepared, you don't have the confidence. So you're repairing because it now breeds this discouragement and you're not feeling confident and you're feeling this hesitation because you haven't properly planned. Now, I'm not saying that we get into this zone of arrogance, but you can feel more confident when you know that you've prepared. The same illustration of the individual that I shared with you, had they taken advantage of the 2 weeks that they had for that report, they would not be in that the day of because they didn't do what was needful. And so when we do what is needful, we now can go into situations with greater confidence and greater ease because we've done what we needed to do. We've properly prioritized our time, and we're operating in that zone of preparation. We have a strategy. We're allowing ourselves to have a blueprint for each day, the plan for each day. And we're not only do we have the plan, but we are moving based on that plan. Preparing also saves us money because when we are efficient with our time, for example, if you have something to mail out today and it needs to get there on Friday, if you properly plan, you have enough time where you don't have to pay the added expense. You can definitely rely on based on, you know, the number of days that, okay, I should be good. But if you don't wait until Thursday, now guess what? You have to spend more money in getting it out to make sure it gets there for Friday because you did not operate in this mode of preparing and planning. And I'm giving you a number of different illustrations with the hope that you can really see how when we are in the mode of preparing, in this mode of planning and operating in the right quadrant based on the time management matrix and where I should spend the majority of my time, I'm now set up for greater success. And so, therefore, when I'm preparing, I'm saving money. On the opposite end, if I haven't prepared, well, I don't need to tell you. We just talked about it. You're increasing money. You're increasing resources. It's a loss for you because you did not plan in the way that you needed to. Now you're having to spend more money because you did not plan. And so when we are preparing, we are doing what we need to do now for tomorrow. We're investing in today for tomorrow. Whatever that looks like, and it's different for each person because your journey, your goals, your desires are different than mine. But the bottom line is that if you have a plan, you're in a better position than if you do not have a plan. Because if you don't, then when you get to tomorrow, you're now paying the cost of not doing what you needed to do, that cost of procrastination, and it's not serving you well. And so as you step back with the bird's eye view and you look at where am I on my journey, I want to encourage you to really look at, am I in the mode of preparing or am I in the mode of repairing? Am I in the mode of preparing or am I in the mode of repairing? Because when I'm in the mode of preparing to a higher level, you've heard the term level up. It takes you to the next level because you are on the right path. You're doing what you need to do. As we mentioned in the opening, it's one brick at a time, brick by brick, and one step at a time, step by step. But when you're not in that right zone, guess what? It becomes an obstacle for your growth. And this whole journey is about growing forward. Are we always going to get it right? No, I don't. I sure don't. I can't walk on water, you guys. I know it. I can't. I'm flawed. But my desire is with each day that I'm growing forward, that I'm improving, that I'm taking steps that I need to take as I get tongue-tied, taking the necessary steps that I need to take each day that move me closer to the realization of my goals and my dreams. Because one today is worth two tomorrows. One today is worth two tomorrows. What I am to be, I am now becoming. What I am to be, I am now becoming. That's Ben Franklin. And I think of Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. What are you doing to become who you desire to become? Are you in the process of creating a masterpiece? How do you create a masterpiece? One of the ways in which you do that is by having good decisions, and not just good decisions, because it doesn't take you just making a good decision. But now you have to take that good decision and you have to add it with daily discipline. And when you do that, now you have the potential for a great masterpiece to unfold in your life. Because, see, if you have a good decision, but you don't have the daily, you have a plan without any payoff, because you can't just have a plan and you're not executing on that plan, because the daily discipline is your execution. It's your movement. When you have the good decision, but you don't have the daily discipline, it's just like saying, woohoo, I'm going to play the game, and you're sitting on the bench of life. Woohoo! You made the decision, I'm going to play the game, but you're sitting on the bench. You have to get on the field, as many of you have heard me say on more than one occasion. You got to be on the train of life. You got to be on the court. You got to be on the field. You have to be actively involved. And so you can make a decision to say, woohoo, I'm going to do it. But if you don't have the daily practices, you have a plan without any payoff, because the plan that you have in place is what's so needful. And I'm growing, again, I'm in process with you. I'm growing through it as well. I haven't yet arrived, but I'm not where I was, and I'm not yet where I want to go. But what I can say is that the gap is closing because I'm stepping each day. I don't always get it right, but I'm in process. And that's the key, that we have to be in process. Being, I'm moving, I'm executing, because the execution is the converter. So if you have the daily discipline, but you're not making good decisions, guess what? You're not in a good position either. And that's why I said that we have to have the good decisions plus the daily practices. It's like I can say, woohoo, I want to lose weight. But if I don't put daily practices with that, guess what? I'm still going to be, woohoo, I want to lose weight. And nothing is happening, because the daily practice that is the converter in assuring that the results that I desire will happen. So let me share with you the daily dozen that we'll be going through in Today Matters. And then we're coming over to you. We're opening our phone lines. I want to hear from you. Are you getting anything from what is being shared today? What are your thoughts? Any questions, comments? I want to hear from you. So the daily dozen, which I absolutely love, the areas in which on Today Matters, the 12 daily practices that we'll be digging into in my next private mastermind that's launching in January. And if you want to pre-register now, we're giving you 50% off only throughout this week. So we're going to look at added priorities. We're going to look at health, and I mentioned that. And next week, again, in our Motivational Mondays, our first Monday, we're launching our Wellness Monday. And so you're going to hear a little bit more about that in just a moment. So attitudes, priorities, health, family, thinking. Thinking is one that, is one of my favorites, because so many of us have thinking, and we entertain negativity in that. That can definitely affect us. What do my commitments look like? What do my finances look like? What is my faith, my relationships, my generosity? What do these various areas, my values, my growth, what does all of this look like? And so I share that with you because that is what we're going to dig into. And so we're going to look at how to make the right decisions, and so that when I make these right decisions and focus in the right areas, I now set myself up for greater success. And so I want to come to the phone lines because I want to hear from you, our global listening audience. You've made the investment to be here for Motivational Mondays today, and I want to know, are you taking anything away from what we've talked about on this thought process that success is a process and today truly matters? It really does. It's not a microwavable society. It's not going to happen. You put it in a microwave for 10 seconds and woohoo, I've gotten the success that I desire. We have to progress and work through it. We have to daily step it out and be consistent. And that is so key. That consistency is so key. And when we are consistent, we can then look and see, aha, things are happening. And so I would love to hear from you. So this is the time in our program when we open up our lines and invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And again, our lines are open and we would love to hear from you. So don't hesitate to jump right on in. This is your time and the lines are open for you. Meanwhile, I want to take you back to Today Matters, because this is truly a subject that I'm so excited about, a subject that I am continuing to grow in daily. Because when you review the decisions and ask yourself, which good decisions have I already made? And you look at that and you build on that foundation and you identify the decisions that you still have to make that serve you, not looking for the instant gratification. I know when I started my wellness journey, and as I said, you know, this is my area, and yeah, I want it quick, fast, and in a hurry, but I know it's a process. Then I said, okay, don't get on scale for a month, Shawnee and Marie. You have to progress through. You have to continue to stay consistent and allow things to catch up with you. And now I'm starting to see the results, and it's real exciting, but I had to stay consistent. I made the right decisions, but then there are areas where I have to identify, where do I still need to make decisions? And then choose. You have to then choose one of those decisions and determine to make it each week, each day. I'm going to do what I need to do so I can get the desired results that I want. And so what are those decisions that you need to make is my question. A victory of discipline. This is my leadership partner saying, this is a quote by John C. Maxwell. A victory of discipline in one area of life can carry over and help you win in other areas. And I truly do believe this. I really do, because I noticed that as I've been consistent in other areas, I've seen that flow over. And so it's so wonderful. And so as we continue, again, our lines are open and we invite you to join and share into the discussion today. You have a question or a comment around today's topic, we would love to hear from you. We thank you so much for tuning in. You've obviously taken the time out to tune in for this hour of empowerment. Know that your resident empowerment coach is in session, and I welcome your interaction and your engagement. But let's take a look at where have we been on this journey of Today Matters. Well, we talked about, in this time that we've shared together, that how do I make a difference in my success? It's determined in what I have on my agenda. So how does today impact tomorrow's success? It's based on what I have on my agenda. What am I planning for? What is my intentionality? What am I focused in on? And so that is so key. We can have a plan, but then we're not following that plan. We're not executing. We're not moving on that plan. So you might as well not even have a plan. Then in other cases, we don't even have a plan. We're just haphazardly, loosey-goosey, moving throughout the day. We have nothing strategically planned out. We're not being intentional. We're just kind of that flower child. Wherever the wind takes me, I'm going to flow. I'm a flow child. I'm going over here. I'm going over there. And then we get frustrated and we're wondering, well, why am I not seeing the success that I desire? Any great successful individual is a very disciplined individual. They are grinding, as the young people would say, the youth would say. They are grinding daily. They have the right daily practices in place, and they're willing to do what others are not willing to do. They're willing to do what's required so that they can, in fact, reap the rewards, whereas many of us, we want the rewards, but we're not willing to pay the price. You may want the rewards of someone that you know that's extremely successful, but are you willing to sacrifice and do what they did, what they had to do to achieve that success? And that's the question. If we're really honest, we say we want to be successful, but we're not willing to take the necessary steps and to be disciplined and to do what's required daily to get us there. This is the thing. Coaching is all about closing life gaps. from where you are to where you desire to grow, and putting forth those plans, those blueprints in place, the strategies in place that support you in closing the gap. I was so encouraged today. I had a coaching session with one of my clients today, and last week we talked about, and she's looking to write a book, and last week we talked about the importance of, okay, first you have to determine how many pages will your book be? What is your deadline? Then, as you look at that, how much time do you have? With that said, how many pages do you need to be committed to on the days that you say you're going to write to achieve your goal? Breaking everything down, creating that strategy. Because I can say all day, as I mentioned earlier, I want to lose weight, woohoo! But if I don't have a strategy in place, if I don't outline what is that going to look like, what do I need to do to get to the reward, then it's not going to happen. What do I need to do to step through and execute on closing this gap? What does that look like? And so I want you to know that that is so important and so key. You know, and speaking of, again, health and wellness, so what I was sharing with you, and I want you to really mark your calendar. I invite you to join me. I'm on a wellness journey that I'm really excited about. I've been on it for probably about maybe two-ish months, two-three months now. And I want to share with you on this journey, and as I stated earlier, we're going to dedicate the first Monday of each month, starting in December through 2021, the first Monday in each month, we're dedicating to Wellness Monday. And we're going to actually take a look at mind, body, and soul. You know, so often we will have mind and soul right, but the body's not, or we have the body right, but the mind and the soul is not, and have things out of alignment, but we have to deal with all three areas. And that is definitely an area in which I'm growing in, because I never had to work out and all of that. And now I'm realizing that if I don't, my body is not going to be able to handle the capacity of my purpose. And that's what it's really all about, that we don't lose sight in one particular area. So I want you to save the date. I want you to mark the information down. And I want you to join us on next week so that we can definitely take this journey together and not only focus in on getting our mind right or our soul right, but our mind, body, and soul. Looks like we have a caller, so I'll transition our caller in the final minutes that we have left, and then we'll give you some closing remarks as well. Area code 972, last four digits, 3507. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment? Caller, your line is open. You may be on mute on your end. Area
yes.
code 9. Hi, hello.
Hello, I'm sorry I was on mute. You mentioned earlier, Coach, that you were a person of faith. And I have a question tonight for you to speak to
yes.
us, to tell us how important is your faith to determine the destiny of your success? How important
Ooh, I love that question.
Faith in God to determine your success?
Well, you know, for me, it is the highest importance. It's the highest importance and priority. Because being a person of faith, I truly believe that each and every one of us have been created for a specific assignment. And for me, because I am a woman of faith, that roadmap is outlined in God's word known as the Bible. And so you're not going to go, I wouldn't go to, for example, you're not going to take an Apple iPhone to an Android provider and say, what's my purpose? You go back to the manufacturer of who has created you. And so we can ask all of these people, but they did not create you. So for me, it's the highest importance because I believe that I was created by God. And so if I want clarity around my purpose, around my assignment, then I have to go back to my creator to get that insight on why did you create me? Why did you place me here on this planet? What is it that you want me to fulfill here on Earth? How do you want me to enrich the Earth? We spoke about that probably, I think, 2 weeks ago now, enrich versus adding to the dirt. And so each of us coded in our DNA, there is an assignment. So I hope that that answers your question. And I thank you so much for bringing that question up because that was really a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are very welcome, and thank you for listening in and tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and for engaging with us. I so appreciate that. I don't take any of your time lightly or for granted, and I love it when you engage. A caller, I'm going to ask that you press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. And again, I thank you for engaging. As we prepare to close out today, again, I gave you a little sample taste of Today Matters in preparation for my next private mastermind on this very subject, 12 daily practices to ensure tomorrow's success, because truly our success is found in what we have on our agenda. Knowing those specific areas to focus and allows us to be more equipped for the journey. It gives us a roadmap. And so as we close out today, I want to remind you of those areas that we'll be focusing in on, because it's so important to recognize, how does my attitude affect my success? Do I have the right priorities that I need to have in place? Am I focused in my health so that my body can sustain where I'm going? Family, do I have family as a priority? Do I have healthy, loving relationships around me? Thinking, am I thinking from the right point of view, or am I thinking from the wrong point of view? Commitments, do I value my commitments? Do I make commitments that I honor? Finances, am I allowing myself, as we're talking about overall success, am I doing what's required to position myself financially? Faith, and we just had a question around faith. Am I anchored in my faith? Relationships. The relationships around me, the business relationships and partnerships beyond my family, do I have the right people on my team, the right people supporting me? Generosity. You know, as it has been stated, I am a woman of faith, and God's word says it's far better to give than it is to receive. Are you being generous with what you have? Generosity doesn't always mean that it's just your monetary. Can you give wisdom to someone else? Can you mentor someone else? Can you help to guide someone on their journey and give them some insight that you've gleaned on your journey? Values, do you even know what your values are, what you hold valuable in your life? And growth, are you continuously sharpening the saw? Are you continuously doing what you need to do to grow, to keep a growth plan before you so that you are more equipped for greater success for the long haul, not just for today, but for the long haul? If you want to learn more about my private mastermind on this very subject, you can give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. And again, for those of you that will act now, you'll receive 50% off as a pre-registration for the next mastermind. You can also email admin@coachadams.com. And maybe you still have a question that didn't get answered because you were shy and intimidated about jumping into the queue. I want you to know that we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group, and all are welcome. If you're not already a part of the group, we do invite you to share and just simply ask to be a part of the group, and you are welcome. I have a full circle of empowerment tools available to support you on your journey to win. We just spoke about my private mastermind, but I also have one-on-one coaching. And, you know, I often tell people one-on-one coaching is without question a decision that you make that is a winning partnership, truly supporting you on your journey to overcome the hurdles that you are dealing with associated with manifesting your dream. And so if you're interested in more information concerning that, give our team a call As I close out at this time, I want you to, again, be reminded that we are here every Monday to give you motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.